Zestaw trzeci. Zadanie piąte.
We asked a number of visitors for their opinion about New York. Let's hear what they have to say.
Speaker 1. Visiting the city made me feel totally overwhelmed. There was just too much of everything. To see it all, you would have to stretch your time there. But the thing I enjoyed most was the people. Coming from Texas, I was made to believe that New Yorkers were rude, know-it-all, and selfish. I found this to be exactly the opposite. New Yorkers are not rude, just brusque. Whatever you need to know, they are happy to tell you. Knowledgeable and friendly tour guides will make you feel like you are a native New Yorker.
Speaker 2. I remember walking home from a club at about 3 a.m., and there were people everywhere. Traffic was flowing as normal. Neon lights were still on. Almost every club had music blasting out of it. All the cafes were open and filled with young people. Jazz players on the streets, vendors making food in their carts, and, surprisingly, a lot of stores open. And I must say all the stories about the crime rate are exaggerated. I didn't feel scared or uneasy at any time during my stay here.
Speaker 3. As one of the rare persons on this planet born and raised in Manhattan, I can truly say that New York is now just like most of our nation. A multitude of ethnic groups drowning in a sea of mediocrity, where fast food institutions have infected the quality of life of what was once a genuinely exciting city, where not just real cafes but avant-garde theater had its place, a city that attempted to live up to its name as a world capital. However, today New York is barely distinguishable from the cheap glamour of Las Vegas or the banality of L.A.
Speaker 4. We had the most wonderful experience in New York. Our hotel was modest but very convenient. We spent a week there in summer, and we were on the go for 16 hours a day. So much to see and do, and we did not want to miss a thing. But I do not recommend taking children there because they will be either scared or tired or bored. They won't remember it, and you will just be irritated if you take them.
Speaker 5. One thing I didn't like was the smoggy air and the queues at the Empire State Building. I got there at 3 p.m. and didn't leave till 10 p.m. The elevators were crowded, and I spent over 4 hours waiting to get in. The view was lovely in the dark sky, but the pictures didn't come out. So on the whole, it wasn't really worth such an effort.